Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, Garrett Chapman, as we get it going on this college football Saturday. Turn things over to Abe Gordon, John Freaky. They'll take you up till 11:30, where we've got Louisville and SMU. A little college football action coming your way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game later on this morning and throughout the afternoon. We kick off our second and final hour together. Let's talk about Georgia Tech and Pittsburgh today at Bobby Dodd, number 16, Georgia Tech coming in. You can watch it tonight at 7:30 on ESPN. You correct me if I'm wrong here, Garrett, but this game is essentially a play-in game for the ACC championship. If Georgia Tech wins, they're in.
There's the potential for it.
If Pitt wins, they would still have to beat Miami next week, right?
So I went to the Google machine and I pulled all this up. This is a play-in game only for Georgia Tech. If Georgia Tech wins, they're in.
That's you lose, you're out, right?
You lose, you're probably out. I think it is still mathematically possible. It's just, if you lose this game, I mean, geez, man. It's the odds of you getting in are so slim. Like, you would need Miami to lose. You would need Pitt to lose. You would need Miami to lose today, specifically, and then lose, and then beat Pitt next week. I mean, it's just a calamity at that point. But if you are Georgia Tech, just win. Just win. And if you're Pittsburgh, you're coming into this game, you have to beat Georgia Tech. You have to beat Miami. You have to have Virginia beat Virginia Tech and SMU lose to Louisville or Cal. That's their situation now. And do you want to hear what Miami's is? By the way, just talking about the ACC.
Lay it on me.
All right. So Miami will make the ACC title game if they beat Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh. Virginia beats Virginia Tech. Pitt beats Georgia Tech. Duke beats North Carolina. SMU beats Louisville. Cal beats SMU. Wake Forest beats Duke. So you're telling me there's a chance, Chris.
Wow.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Wow.
There is a chance. I mean, Louisville, also, they could get in if Louisville beats SMU and SMU then beats Cal. Wake Forest would still have to beat Duke as well in order for the Canes to win the tiebreakers. That's just Miami, by the way. You want to go through these other ones? Virginia, they have to beat Virginia Tech. SMU loses to Louisville or Cal. Pittsburgh loses to Georgia Tech. This place is nuts. This is the nut house.
Hey,
what is going on?
And if that's the case, then if you're Georgia Tech,
just win.
You control your own destiny here.
They're the only one.
You're in control today, Georgia Tech.
I don't think anybody followed a single thing that I said. Like, that's the thing. Nobody knows. There's one team who can control their destiny, and it's Georgia Tech. And you're playing at home in a sellout crowd at Bobby Dodd Stadium with Haynes King on senior night. There is no reason for them to lose this game.
Absolutely no excuse. Against a team that can't run the ball.
Yes. That's your big Achilles heel. You can't stop the run, and they might not have their starting running back in this game. Look, but then again, I mean, this is also a defense who got run on by a wide receiver who got converted into a running back over the offseason. I mean, this is This is not a Georgia Tech defense who is really playing with a lot of confidence right now. But that can change. That can change in a heartbeat. Brent Key's been calling him out all week long. Give your team a chance to win. That's all you have to do, because this Georgia Tech offense is going to roll. They're going to do what they need to do. Because, look, this is a Pittsburgh defensive front. That front seven is solid, right? It's been a top five unit in college football in terms of stopping the run. They are not very good at stopping the pass, though. And you know what Haynes King can do? He can still throw the ball. He can still get that ball down the field. People just think he's a running quarterback. That's not what he is. This is a guy, he can also run the ball really, really well, but he's a solid quarterback. He can drop back and throw the ball, and you have some speed threats on the outside. When you talk about Eric Rivers, when you talk about Malik Rutherford, when you talk about Jordan Allen, Isaiah Canyon, a big body. Look, you got wide receivers in this room, and they like to spread that football around. This is a unit who can hit you and hit you hard. That's the number one unit in college football in terms of total offense. This Georgia Tech team can roll, and they're happy to get into a shootout. This game is going to be so much fun.
What makes Georgia Tech so, I think, difficult to defend, and why I like them to win today at home is, you know, I don't think the rest of the country understands or has a grasp yet of how balanced this Georgia Tech team is. Mm-hmm. It is not now. It is Haynes King. I mean, he is, everything is predicated off of Haynes King and how he plays. But you're talking about Georgia Tech averaging about 500 yards of offense a game.
Yeah.
And it's a balanced offense that they have. So if you take away one, they've got something else that they can throw at you, and they've also got a dynamic guy at quarterback in Haynes King that can do some things. For Pitt, you got a true freshman quarterback, mm-hmm. one that struggled against Notre Dame. I mentioned it a second ago talking about, you know, Arkansas and the fact that even with everything that has gone on there, Arkansas has never quit. You know, Arkansas continues to fight. That's what I feel like we see out of this true freshman quarterback at Pittsburgh. He wasn't good against Notre Dame. He only threw for 126 yards. But he never quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Georgia Tech wins this. I think Pitt has the ability, though, get this thing in the muck a little bit and can maybe make it closer. But Tech at home, Tech coming out. I mean, what was that last week?
It was sloppy,
what,
man.
What was that?
I'll tell you this, though. Heinschel, the quarterback for Pitt, 5-0. He went won five straight games, Pitt did, after putting him in at starting quarterback. I mean, you talk about a moment in college football is very funky in this way. And I'm going to get to your thing about Boston College. I just want to finish the thought on this quarterback. College football is very, it's unique in the sense that you just insert one thing and then all of a sudden they just, it galvanizes a whole group. That's kind of what happened to Pitt. And I wonder how that affects them this week coming into this game. But no, with Boston College, that game was just yucky, man. That was gross. And it comes back to this Georgia Tech defense. I think that, and you talk about hinge points, and I love talking about hinge points. That is what is going to dictate a lot of this game. And Georgia Tech, they can get out and they can score with just about anybody. They had some red zone issues recently, but this is not a Pittsburgh unit that does particularly well. I think like 128th or something in red zone defense.
Right.
Georgia Tech should be able to do that and be fine. That's a recent problem for them. It should not be a consistent problem because you have Haynes King as your quarterback. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But this is going to come down to what Georgia Tech defense shows up. And they are a significantly better unit at home. Now, the best offenses that they have faced, in fairness, have all been on the road. All of them have been on the road. And that Boston College unit is not a good offense. But they were not able to get any pressure. They were not able to stop the run very effectively. And you have an offense that doesn't really do much. I think they had more than 300 yards like three times this season, and one of those was against an FCS opponent, and they go for over 500. It's incredible what they were able to do. But any quarterback, just about any quarterback in college football, if he can drop back in the pocket and just stand there, he'll pick you apart. You don't have to be all that special in order to do that. And Dylan Lonergan, we know him well here in the state of Georgia. He played just outside in the metro Atlanta area. He grew up right here in Atlanta. I've seen him in college. That guy went to Alabama. And then he transfers up to and follows Bill O'Brien up there to Boston College. He's a pretty talented guy. He can do what he can do that if he drops back and has some time in the pocket. And he made Georgia Tech pay, made him look silly at times. And no secondary, doesn't matter what who you are or what you can do, you can't hold for 4 or 5 seconds.
Right.
It's just not happening. So Georgia Tech's got to get a pass rush today. That's got to be their big thing.
Look, I like Georgia Tech today, but if you tell me this is going to be a close game and it's going to come down to the end, I would totally believe you. I could totally see that. You know, this being a fourth quarter game tonight with mm-hmm. these two.
I just wonder, and you talk about a big emotional swings too. Emotional games where people are really, 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 really amped up. People think that that's all in favor of the team that's super amped up. But you know what happens when you play a really emotional brand of football? Sometimes you make mistakes. You make mistakes. It's something that Georgia Tech has to avoid in the early parts of this game. That's the biggest difference for me with this Georgia Tech team. When they play at home, they tend to be a little bit more steady, and they don't have those slow starts that they do on the road. I wonder how they start in this game. You got to get out fast, because if you can kind of if you just make them drop them and to turn them into like a drop back type of team, you kind of take away, you make them one dimensional. I think that's a good recipe here for Georgia Tech. Just play with a lead. I just if they start chasing, I wonder if that emotion comes back to bite them. Just an interesting thought.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Garrett has been pretty adamant here over the last couple of weeks that if he had a Heisman vote, Haynes King would be it. Mm-hmm. Haynes King is his guy to win the Heisman Trophy. I wanted to take a look back at the preseason Heisman Trophy list. What happened to those guys, and where are we now as we get into Heisman watch here down the stretch of the regular season? We'll get to that as we continue on. It's Chris Goforth, Garrett Chapman. It's college football game time. We bring it to you every Saturday. Sean Freaky, Abe Gordon, they're warming up in the bullpen. They will come on at 10 o'clock this morning. Until then, Garrett and I will continue to talk some college football. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Breaking down the the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at windownation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, Garrett Chapman. We head down the home stretch of the college football season. That means it's time to have a discussion about the Heisman Trophy and who is going to win it. Garrett's been pretty adamant in his belief that Haynes King is the best player in college football, and he deserves it. I wanted to kind of take a look back at the folks that we thought going into this year would be the Heisman Trophy favorites. I went and broke out my Athlons from back in the summer, Garrett, and here's the top four guys according to Athlons: Arch Manning, Garrett Nussmeier,
okay,
Cade Klubnik.
Who's that?
Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver at Ohio State.
Hey, man, he's still technically on
He's technically could still be there. The next group: Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina, Dante Moore at Oregon.
He's still not really.
Julian Sayin at Ohio State.
Yeah, well.
DJ Lagway at Florida.
Eek.
Drew Allar at Penn State.
Yeah.
And Carson Beck at Miami.
Ooh. I mean, Carson Beck, hey, man. No, he's not going to do it. I'm not even going to try to pretend.
That is, no, he's not.
I'm not going to pretend.
That is who we've got, or who we had at least back in August. This is, and look, I agree with you on Haynes King. I think he is the best. I think he's the best player in college football. But the Heisman has turned into the best quarterback on the best team. That's what it's.
Well, what position does Haynes King play?
Well, he plays quarterback.
Okay.
He plays quarterback. That keeps him. That keeps him in the running. I think Georgia Tech would need to be if Georgia Tech's a top five team, this conversation's different where Haynes King is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, but look, and people who are like, well, it's a statistical award. Well, miss me with that,
oh,
because
it is.
He dominates statistics. I mean, you look at what this guy can
do. It's a passing stat.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a passing stat award.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing, and I think that's one of the reasons why I don't know if they're really – I don't know how much intent there is behind this, but if you look at some of the numbers, specifically the attempts that Haynes King has had in the last 3 weeks, I mean, 3 games, I should say, he normally has somewhere in the range of, like, I don't know, 25-ish attempts in a game, and he's pretty consistent, right? So he's like completion percentages in the high 60s, maybe the mid 70s. Sometimes it's peaked up in the 80s. But he's normally in the 25 kind of attempt range. In the last 3 weeks, it's 31, 35, and 34. I wonder if there is a little bit of auditioning going on in trying to kind of get his offense going. I mean, this offense can throw the ball around. I wonder if Buster Faulkner and Brent Key are kind of, you know, putting the ball in his hands just a little bit more. But ultimately, the argument doesn't come down to that in my eyes. In my eyes, which of these guys is the most important person to his team? I don't think that you can make that argument for Fernando Mendoza. You can't make that argument for Julian Sayin. You can't make that argument for Marcel Reed. All of these guys are really, really good players, and they deserve a shot to go to New York and get that attention and everything else. But as far as somebody who is the lifeblood of their football program, who reset an entire program, it's Haynes King. He has the stats to back it up. He's got the wins to back it up. This guy might go to the ACC championship game and drag that team to a college football playoff. That's a unit who has a defense that ranks in the hundreds. And he's got them sitting at 9-1 right now in a Power 4 conference with the stats to back it up. I just don't understand what these people are watching. Because I know it's not Georgia Tech football. I know for a fact that these guys aren't watching Haynes King play football. Because if they did, he would be a lot higher on these odds than where people have him. I will pound the drum for this guy because he deserves it. He is what college football should be, and he is a great, great player.
If you believe what's out there right now, it's a two-man race. Fernando Mendoza, mm-hmm. Julian Sayin.
They Julian seem Sayin is miss me with that. I just can't get over that.
That's
Fernando
that's
Mendoza.
Where it is.
Fine.
That's where it is. If you believe the polling of the voters, okay, Mendoza and Sayin are the two guys. Mendoza probably the favorite at this point. I think where all of these guys are missing is nobody has that Heisman moment yet. You know, Sayin hasn't had it because Ohio State really hadn't played anybody. You know, there's not been that opportunity to make the big play in the big game.
Well, he also has two Biletnikoff finalists at wide receiver.
That helps.
It helps.
That
and then
helps.
You have the best defensive player in college football playing on the other side. He doesn't really have to do much. That's why he's not a Heisman candidate. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. It's because a lot of people watch a lot of Ohio State games, and it's just crazy to me. It's crazy that he's in this conversation. He does not belong here.
Again, he's the quarterback
of the best team in the country.
Best team in college football, the number one team in college football, and he puts up some gaudy numbers against whatever the competition is.
It's kind of what Stetson Bennett was a couple of years ago when he went to New York. I don't think anybody actually gave him a chance to win necessarily, but he was what, third, fourth or something like that in the vote? Because he was the quarterback of the best team in the country.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
To kind of piggyback off your Haynes King conversation, how about Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame?
He's been damn good, man.
He's number three in the country in rushing.
Though.
But again, there seems to be this bias against running backs now at this position.
Mm-hmm.
But again, and having said that, I think it may actually help Fernando Mendoza a little bit that he's at Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people look at that and go, well, that'd be a great story, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be a great story. The kid from Indiana, the basketball school, has the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, and it just recently became not the losingest program in college football.
Yeah.
That's a big step here. That's a big step. They've been the losingest program for a very long time. Now it's Northwestern. But, oh well. But Fernando Mendoza, I mean, look, he's got a great story, and I think that if he ends up winning the Heisman Trophy, I think that I can live with that. I can live with that. I cannot live with the Julian Sayin. Marcel Reed's another one of those guys who I think you talk about guys who've had a Heisman moment. I mean, Marcel Reed doing what he did against South Carolina last week down the stretch where you're the first team in, I think, SEC, what was it, 0-257 or something like that. In games where you're down 27 points at halftime, and he drags that team back and they win that football game, that's as much an indictment on Shane Beamer and that South Carolina program right now as it is a Heisman moment for Marcel Reed. It goes both ways. I think he's probably one of the only guys on there who has had one of those types of moments. Diego Pavia is on this list. I don't think Diego Pavia's got a great shot at winning it. I think he was a preseason type of thought, and I think he's just hanging around because Vandy's still winning, but he's not that guy. Gunnar Stockton, don't forget about this guy. Gunnar Stockton, somebody, if he wins out, like say he beats, I mean, obviously you beat Charlotte, you beat Georgia Tech, and you look good doing it, and then you have a chance to go play in an SEC championship game, and say he plays Alabama, say he plays Texas A&M, whomever, Ole Miss again, maybe. What happens if he just continues to roll? What if he drops 400 yards in some of these games? He could drop himself into that discussion.
He would be in my top four.
Is he right now?
Especially if he does those things. Looking ahead, yeah.
I think he's right there. He's top five for me. I probably have him at five. But he's in the discussion. Yeah. I don't know if he goes to New York, but he can push his way in. He absolutely can.
I'd love to see Haynes King get that invite to New York. I'd love to see Jeremiah Love get that invite to New York. I'd love to see Gunnar Stockton get that invite. It really feels, honestly, like we're still, what are we looking at here? These last 2 weeks will tell the story. I mean, so Mendoza's in the lead, but he doesn't feel like he's a lock for it.
No, I don't think we have a lock. I mean, this isn't one of those situations where we have an RG3. We don't have a Johnny Manziel. We don't have this isn't one of those Tim Tebow back in the day.
I mean,
you have lots of great players who it was pretty clear who it was going to be. They were a preseason favorite, and they keep running. I know that we've had this stretch of whomever the preseason Heisman person is, it's just not even close. It's very consistent that the preseason guy just doesn't win. But I don't see any clear person necessarily. I think we have a clear front runner right now, but as far as somebody who I think has it locked up, I think we're very far from that. We still have a good ways to go. These last couple of weeks are going to go a long way. You say 2 weeks, I'll tell you three. I'll raise you that with the SEC championships and ACC championships and Big 12 and all this other stuff. That's going to get factored in. So it's a long way to go.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How about the college football playoff poll? We haven't touched on that yet this morning. Ohio State and Julian Sayin is in at number one. Fernando Mendoza, Indiana, number two. Texas A&M and Marcel Reed, they're three. Gunnar Stockton in Georgia is four. We go Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, rounding out the top 10. Of the teams that have locked it up so far, it feels like Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M. Is Georgia a lock for you at this point?
They're in.
I think so.
After what they did to Texas, they're in.
You know, Texas Tech, I think, is a lock. You know, a four-point loss to Arizona State. Arizona State's ranked number 25. And they've just pounded everybody else in the Big 12. So I don't see where you keep Texas Tech out. Some teams that need some help. Georgia Tech needs some help.
No, I think if Georgia Tech handles its business today and then wins an ACC championship game, you're not keeping them out. I think that's where it gets kind of messy for a Miami, because that's a program who definitely needs help. I think that there is not a scenario in which they can play themselves in. I think Miami's sitting in a spot now where if they keep dominating folks, you might force the committee to have the conversation, because for some reason they haven't had the conversation about how Miami has beaten Notre Dame already. But that's if they keep playing the way that they have been over the last couple of weeks, they're really pushing their way into this discussion where they cannot let the committee not talk about them. And the more they get that, push themselves into that limelight, the more of an opportunity that I think they might be able to get in there and jump into that 10 seed or something like that. Not the craziest idea, but Georgia Tech controls their destiny. I think if they win today, and shoot, man, if they beat Georgia, they might be hosting a game at Bobby Dodd.
Hold that thought. We'll come back. More on this college football playoff poll and some playoff projections. Who's in, who's out. We'll get into that. We'll also take a look around the rest of the nation. And, yes, we will get to some picks this week before we get out of here. Chris Goforth, Garrett Chapman, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Breaking down the world of college football with College Football Game Time.
We can't never get enough today.
College Football Game Time, presented by Window Nation at WindowNation.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Chris Goforth, Garrett Chapman. Saturday mornings, College Football Game Time. We get you set for a big day of college football. We'll be stepping aside here in a moment. John Fricke, Abe Gordon coming up. Guys, will take you up till 11:30 today. That is when Louisville and SMU will get underway here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Then after the Hawks, you can hear BYU and Cincinnati. So there is a lot of college football coming your way today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been talking about the college football playoff rankings and everything there. So we talk about teams now, Garrett, that may still need a little help to be able to get in. How about Michigan? They're still in the picture. You've got Maryland today. I think you win that. All right, you've won 5 straight. Your 2 losses are to number 8 Oklahoma, number 15 Southern Cal. It's going to come down to Ohio State for them. I think, obviously, if you can beat Ohio State, if you're Michigan, that's going to go a long way towards helping you. You may need some help otherwise, though.
Yeah, where they sit right now in that 18 spot, they have a chance to really push themselves up. They also have a chance to really cost themselves some votes there, if you will, from the committee. If they beat Ohio State and they finish 10-2, they're in. I just have a hard time believing that Michigan is not going to make it in as a 10-2 team. I mean, that game against Oklahoma was ugly, but that was also a long time ago. And if they go and beat Ohio State, that tells the committee, not me, I mean, who cares about me, that tells the committee that this is a team who's playing its best football right now, and that's a team who deserves to be in a college football playoff, at least the discussion. They might be able to jump into that category. And if they do that, and say, I don't know, winner of the game today, specifically if it's USC. Let's see. Indiana and Ohio State, they're in. USC would then be sitting at, I don't know, potentially 10-2. Let's just assume they win out otherwise, right? You have Indiana, Ohio State, they're in. USC sits at 10-2. They're in. Michigan would be sitting at 10-2. They're in. What about Oregon? Is this a conference now that you think that you can get 5 teams in? I don't think that they deserve 5 teams, but they can absolutely get that if the SEC does something else. Because this conference it just feels pretty open right now. It's just we're getting into a weird spot over the next couple of games. If we get to the amount of 10-2 teams that are mathematically possible, I don't know what the committee's going to do. I don't really know at all. And we're not talking about ACC ACC teams. We're talking about Big 12 teams. We're talking about SEC teams. We're talking about Big 10. I mean, all these teams. It's crazy what these scenarios could end up being.
Talk about the teams that are out that have no shot. I think last week we talked about Tennessee and Missouri kind of being out of it. Feels like Texas is done too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I was going to... 9-3 is just not good enough, especially when you have all these 10-2 teams. And I know they're going to sit on their soapboxes and complain and everything else. If they go beat Texas A&M, they are going to have a long week of just complaining about, oh, well, we lost to Ohio State. Yeah, but you also lost to Florida by a lot. You lost to Georgia by a lot. And you have 3 losses. Sorry. A 9-3 team, in my opinion, does not deserve a chance to win a national championship. That's just a line that I'll draw in the sand.
Once you get past Georgia Tech at 16, you go to Texas at 17. We've talked about Michigan at 18 and the fact that they are still alive. But then these final 6, I guess, outside of Tulane, who would at this point be the group of 5 representative, not, you know, Virginia, Tennessee, Illinois, Missouri, Houston, Arizona State, they're either mathematically eliminated or there's so much chaos that would have to happen for those schools. It just feels highly unlikely they get that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, Virginia, Michigan, those are two who could probably jump in here. Tulane, obviously, because they might be the group of five team. But it's like, outside of that, you really don't have a whole bunch of momentum there. And it just doesn't look super great. Like, Tennessee is eliminated. They're sitting there at 7-3. Are they overrated in this poll? I know there's been a lot of conversation about where Tennessee slots in, but I don't see an argument for them to be sitting there at 20. There isn't a great one outside of just eye test and the way that they've lost some games. But
right,
as far as the resume goes, it's not that great.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. You're right, though. The idea of how many two-loss teams do we finish the season with? How many three-loss teams do we finish the season with? You know, we had the conversation here last year about all of those three-loss SEC teams being left out and all of them feeling like they had an argument that they should have been in the playoffs, and none of them got in. Mm-hmm. I think this year, if you're a three-loss team, number one, you're still not getting in, and number two, I don't think you're even going to be able to have much of an argument this year as a three-loss team that you deserve a chance.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, we might be looking at a situation where you have 15 two-loss teams.
That's unbelievable.
Like, that doesn't even include a Big Ten team or an SEC team who might finish the season undefeated, or a Georgia who might finish with one loss. Like, there are a lot of teams in here who could absolutely finish with two losses. And if that happens, hit the panic button if you're the committee. Because I don't think that they can make a right decision if it's staring them straight in the face, much less a difficult one. It's what they end up doing. They're going to draw the ire of all of college football. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Let's get a look at our national games here on College Football Game Time. That's brought to you by Bear and Burton's Breakfast Sauce. So good, you'll want breakfast all day. Visit the WSauce.com. Rutgers at number one, Ohio State. Gosh. This is just...
Wait, no. The SEC plays cupcakes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Whatever.
Look, I'm not going to go through all this list. I do think the game we're going to have here this afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, Louisville-SMU, I think that's an interesting matchup for sure.
Yeah, Miller Moss, is he going to play or is he not going to play? Are they any good even if he does play? I mean, this is the Louisville team who I think is just a little bit wonky. I don't think that they really have a firm identity anymore. And I wonder if you have some coaching carousel drama with Jeff Brohm. I don't know. I think this is a chance to be a really important game in the ACC as well. If SMU is able to pull this out, that's another team who's just kind of inching their way along.
What about Duke and North Carolina today? 3:30 on the ACC network.
I don't know, man. It's North Carolina, Bill Belichick. I mean, is he still watching Jordan Hudson at the adult cheerleading competitions, or what's he doing?
I have no idea.
Well, assuming he remembers there's a football game happening. No, this is a Duke team who should roll. This is a Duke team who should run all up and down this team.
It's hard to tell if he's disinterested or if that's just how he is. I mean, I think
anybody who tries to get a read on Bill Belichick is going to, it's a losing endeavor.
Agreed. Agreed.
I don't know. It's weird that he's dating a 25-year-old, but that's not my decision.
Michigan, Maryland today, that's at 4 on the Big Ten Network. We talked about that game already a little bit. BYU, Cincinnati, that's an 8 o'clock game on Fox. Also a game you can hear following the Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's another one that I think is interesting because you've got a team in number 11 BYU going on the road to face Cincinnati today, and BYU, if they're going to keep their playoff hopes alive as the number 11 team, this is you don't want to go stub your toe tonight.
No, and this is a Cincinnati team who's pretty damn good at home. They're only a 2.5-point favorite, so this is a much tighter game than I think a lot of people in the public are probably considering it. Cincinnati is a good little team, man. Cincinnati is a good team, and if you give them an opportunity, they've lost two in a row. Now, that is what's changed a lot of this, is BYU seems to be peaking. They're playing really good football ever since that loss to Texas Tech. I wonder if Cincinnati, is this a get-off-the-mat type of game? The two losses have been, well, the Utah game was a pretty decisive one, but that Arizona game was pretty tight.
Well, that's one they'd like to have back.
And that's one I think that they would like to have back. This is an opportunity now. If you want to be a wrench in the gears type of team, this is a good chance for you to do that because I don't think they're statistically eliminated from the Big Ten. No, I think they are. I think it's down to three teams with Utah as the third.
We don't have a ranked-on-ranked matchup remaining out of this group of games across the country. Anything else catching your eye that we haven't talked about?
I mean, that's the big one. I mean, ultimately, I think that BYU-Cincinnati is a wrench in the gears type of game. SMU-Louisville is a wrench in the gears type of game. That's what I'm really keeping my eye on across the country.
All right, let's do it. You ready to make some picks?
Let's roll, man.
This is not going to be pretty.
Hey, man.
Let's go. We call it pick and poker. Four of a kind, meaning we pick the same four games, and then we each take a wild card. Now, John and Abe will do this again probably around 11:20 or so this morning, so tune in for those guys. They'll give you their picks as well. Garrett and I will make ours. Let's start with number 22, Missouri, at number 8, Oklahoma. They kick off at noon today on ABC. Garrett, who do you like?
Well, what can Missouri do really well? They run the ball. What does Oklahoma do really well? They make sure that nobody runs the ball. I think four teams have had more than 80 rushing yards on them. Nobody's had more than 150. And that is the bread and butter of this Missouri offense. I don't think it's going to translate, especially on the road here in Boomer Sooner, in Norman, Oklahoma. It's going to get ugly there for Missouri. I think that John Mateer is also playing a really good brand of football right now. He seems like he's a lot healthier than he has been in his last couple of weeks. I just wonder if there's a letdown spot. I don't think it's going to happen. They'll give me Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, give me Oklahoma at home today. Number 15, USC, at number 7, Oregon at 3:30 on CBS. I'll go with the home team. Give me the Ducks today.
Hey, who wins the battle of explosives? Oregon doesn't allow them. USC lives off of them, and I just can't shake this feeling that Oregon is not the team that we think they are. They have not been tested in the secondary, like USC is going to be able to test them. The one big offense that they face this year, Fernando Mendoza. I think that this passing attack for USC is going to go on the road and get it done. The first top 10 win for Lincoln Riley as a head coach of the USC Trojans.
Thank goodness we didn't pick all the same teams again this week. All right, Pittsburgh at number 16, Georgia Tech. Give me those Jackets at home.
Yeah, rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. I think they've got an emotional state here at Bobby Dodd Stadium. Haynes King is going to come out and put on a show against a defense that I think is pretty good, not elite. They're not good enough to stop this Georgia Tech offense that's number one in college football in terms of total offense because of the guy who's under center. The defense for Georgia Tech is going to do just enough. And I think that they're going to get a turnover in this game, and that's what's going to flip it into their favor. Give me Georgia Tech.
Number 11, BYU at Cincinnati. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff on Fox. Man, Courtney Braswell, who's the linebackers coach at Cincinnati, is a good friend of mine. I've known him forever. And I pull for the Bearcats because of Court, but man, I'm going for BYU in this one on the road. I just think it's a little bit too much for Cincinnati tonight.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think this BYU defense is going to get something going on their favor, and that's going to be the hinge point in this game, turnovers. And I think BYU is going to take advantage of a mistake from Cincinnati. It's going to be tight. I think this is one of those games to keep an eye on at 8 o'clock, and this is going to be a fun game, but I think ultimately BYU, they get the win and they stretch it. Maybe they cover the spread, though.
You and I agree on three out of the four so far, so let's get to our wild card game now. Where are you going and who you got?
I'm staying in the ACC, and I'm going to kind of keep my finger on the pulse of chaos. Give me SMU to take down Louisville. I
Garrett.
Think that the Pony Express
Garrett.
Rides on.
No.
Can we do it again? How many weeks in a row have we done this? This is funny.
I don't know.
This is terrible.
I don't know. We have to talk more. We really do.
Hey,
I mean, you and I, we don't discuss any of this.
That's a wild card game. You can't discuss a wild card game.
But, all right, well, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
Give me those. Give me the Pony Express as well.
Hey, man. I think that's
no
going to be
Craig
a fun
James
game.
And Eric Dickerson tonight, but yeah. Give me SMU.
Yeah, and they're not. And the thing is, Louisville feels like they are reeling right now. They've had some big wins, but they just don't seem. There just seems to be a missing piece there in Louisville, And I wonder if SMU is going to be able to take advantage of that. But I mean, ultimately, I think they're the favorite in this game. So that'll be a good one.
All right. Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, 7:30 on ESPN. That's you're at Bobby Dodd
I'll
tonight,
be there,
right?
Man. I'll be there.
Yeah.
It'll be
what's
a lot
your
of fun.
Afternoon? What's your afternoon look like? Do you get a little nap in now? 7:30 game. It's not going to end probably, what, 10:30, quarter of 11? Then you got to do your interviews and write your stories and all that sort of jazz.
It's going to be a late night.
You get a little nap in this afternoon?
Hell no,
too
we got
wired
football.
Up? Okay.
I'm
just checking on you.
You hear, I sound like I got coffee on the burner, man. I'm rolling.
I'm telling you, you chugged a six-pack of Monster before you came on today.
That's what I do. This is me every day, man. Come on now. This is fun.
All right, it's going to wrap it up for us. Stick around. There is more College Football Game Time yet to come. Our guys, John Fricke, Abe Gordon, boys are coming up next. They'll take you the rest of the way up until 11:30. Don't forget, we do have college football today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 11:30, Louisville at SMU. Garrett and I both like SMU. You can tune in at 11:30 today for the pregame. They'll kick it off at noon. You can find out if Garrett and I are right on our thoughts there. Also, BYU at Cincinnati tonight. You can hear that one. Two good games on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's going to wrap it up for us. John and Abe coming up next. Garrett and I back with you again next Saturday morning, bright and early at 8 a.m. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.